You are now listening to the Rogue Social Worker Podcast.
Hey guys, it's me, Kate. And I wanted to talk about a topic that I don't think comes up enough, especially in the human service world. It came up earlier today, and now I'm just noticing it throughout the day and you know, thinking back throughout the years working in human services. And that topic is humility. Some of you may know me. I've been in AA since I was 19, and my favorite definition is from the AA literature, and it's the definition of humility. It's my favorite definition of it. That's what I meant to say. But that is, you know, I'm going to paraphrase probably. I'm not going to get it quite right. But to those who have made progress in AA, humility amounts to a clear recognition of who and what we really are, followed by a sincere attempt to become what we could be. And I guess the reason that, so that's my ultimate definition of humility. It's not humiliation, it's not shame, but it really is, I think, something that a lot of workers and managers and directors and CEOs in the human service field just completely lack. And it's so funny because, you know, we have the honor to serve people who, you know, need something. They need something from us. We should be honored to be allowed into these people's lives. And they're the experts. We should be learning from them. But so often, what I hear is just complete and utter disgusting ego. And it comes out sideways, too. Like, people don't realize that they're doing it, but they, you know, it's in subtle things like making judgments about a client's life, not, you know, completely ignoring the context in which they grew up, and how that may have affected, you know, other parts of their lives. You know, I just can't understand, I can't wrap my head around, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I was lucky enough to be blessed with empathy, and not just empathy like, oh, I feel sorry for you, and I'm gonna, you know, kind of help you. Like, no, like empathy to the point where it hurts. It's almost to a fault. So, like, I have this term. It's almost guilt, survivor's guilt, because I see what goes on around me, especially in my work life, you know, and I just have this tremendous guilt, and the empathy has been there since, man, I was a kid, and it just knocks me over sometimes listening to people just completely skip over the empathy part of their job, which is like the most important part of their job in human services, and sort of like humble brag all the time about how they work, you know, they work 12 hours doing fucking outreach, or oh, they have this crazy client who has 5 different baby daddies. Like, shut the fuck up. What do you know about their life? What do you know about how they grew up and the lessons that they learned on how to survive emotionally and physically? What the fuck do you know about any of that? So I don't understand why we can't bring ourselves to, you know, a place of true, deep respect for the experiences that our clients have had. You know, and there's and a have a real understanding of the power differential. So, like, you know, they rely on us for stuff. And we can throw services out the window in an instant, and nobody would ever give a shit. You know, we could say, oh, that client did such and such to me, or he didn't show up for this, or, you know, we can say anything to not have to actually serve our clients. That's the kind of power we have. We can send them packing at any moment. And, or we can actually have real, true, clear respect for the job that's in front of us and the opportunity to serve people, who have had a very different experience from us. Like, I would never, I mean, I'm not, anyway, let me just stop there. And I think the greatest joke I've heard about, social workers is this one. It goes, what's the difference between God and a social worker? God doesn't think he/she is a social worker. Get it? So, yeah. I'm hating on my own people. I get it. It's not all of them. Of course it's not all of them. There are some people that it's like a handful of people that just fucking badass motherfucking social workers, and they get it, and they would never presume to know about anybody else's life. And then there are other people where you can just see through the bullshit, and, you know, this is what they've wrapped their self-esteem up in. You know, what a good person they are for just being, I mean, I don't know, in my opinion, it's just being decent. Like, you should feel lucky if you feel an urge to help somebody. That's lucky. Because a lot of people don't feel that urge. A lot of people are too scared to face that urge to say, I'm going to help this person even though I don't know them. And it's totally foreign to me. And I'm scared of it. Most people don't approach that. So if you have the gift of a desire, of having a desire to help somebody else, or help a group of people, or to try to address some sort of oppression, you know, that's sacred. That's a gift. So, I mean, I don't think anybody deserves an award for that. I think you should be grateful for that. I know I am. Like I said, you know, a few minutes ago, it's a gift. The empathy to the point of pain is a gift. I don't think I could, you know, that's why I think I'm here. So, I don't know. I just don't understand why you bother helping people when you're obviously not secure in yourself. It needs to stop. Like, I don't even think you should be in the field if you can't be humble enough to respect your clients' experiences and the trauma that they've had and the poverty they've experienced. And I'm not saying everybody's a victim, but I'm saying we need to respect each other's experiences, especially the people that we have been honored with serving. Honored, you know? And if you don't feel honored to serve your clients, there's the door. You know what I mean? So, I guess this all started earlier. I didn't even tell you how this started. It was earlier today, Olivia and I were talking, and I mentioned to her, I said, you know, I've been working with a lot of these rich guys in this real estate stuff, and it's amazing how most of them don't have any, like, ego, and, you know, or at least they don't come off that way. They come off as humble. They come off as, like, down to earth. And of course, not all rich people are like that. I was just sort of, I was interested in the way I was feeling interacting with the people I interact with now for my work, as opposed to the last 15 years of working, interacting with people who have a lot of issues going on with their ego and a total lack of humility and a total lack of respect for the people that they've chosen to work with. Like, you chose to work with these people. What are you doing? But, yeah, and I think it's because if, you know, a lot of human service professionals don't get compensated. It is a thankless job. And I think you do need to be somewhat whole, mentally and emotionally, to serve people with humility and respect and dignity. You know, you gotta be right with you. And I think if you're not right with you, which, you know, a lot of people aren't, whether you're in human services or not, but then you pile on top of that the stress of the human service world, so, like, all of the people that are above you and beside you and the dysfunction that is the nonprofit system, and then you pile on top of that, like, barely a living wage, I can understand how it does happen. As angry as I get, and as much of a rant as I just went on, she had a good point. Olivia made a very good point that, you know, I guess after a certain point, if you are burnt out enough, you have to overcompensate for not being rewarded for your hard work. And I'm not saying it's right. It pisses me the fuck off. But because, you know, because it harms the clients, it creates a hostile environment for the clients, you know, whether you say it out loud or not, or whether you talk shit behind their back about their five baby daddies or fucking whatever, like, it comes off because they can feel that. Your expectations, your feelings about them, we can feel that. You feel that. So, I mean, get right with yourself. Stop working for assholes who don't pay you enough. Be creative. Be inventive. Be, is that even a word? Inventive? I don't know. But go start your own shit. You know what I mean? There are good people in this business. And we have good ideas and we work hard. And I just I'm so sick of being constrained by these agencies who are run by, you know, megalomaniacs who make $500,000 a year to basically, like, sit in a circle jerk all day and congratulate all their other human service leaders about what a great job they're doing, what great people they are. You know, I think we need to come together, and that's part of why I'm doing this, is so that if anybody else has similar thoughts, or, you know, at the risk of this being an echo chamber, I would love to get people of a similar mindset together, and maybe we can create something better. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. So, anywho, those are my thoughts on humility in the human service world. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Bye.